They're called PBDEs. That's polybrominated diphenyl ethers. They help keep foam and plastics from catching on fire. They are absolutely everywhere. They're in your car. They're probably in your couch, your office chair, your TV, your drapes, the padding underneath your carpet, your hairdryer, your cell phone. The problem is they don't stay put. They leach out of products, and they're getting into us. They're in dust and soil and the wastewater sludge that's spread on farm fields. The chemicals are in fish and meat and dairy. They've been found in the Arctic and Antarctic. They're in peregrine falcons and killer whales and polar bears and salmon. They're in cats and dogs. Babies come into the world with these flame retardant chemicals in their bodies. The chemicals have also been turning up in breast milk. 6 years ago, Meredith Buhalis had her breast milk tested as part of a study of new moms, and PBDEs turned up.
I think I had a brief moment of, oh my gosh, you know, oh, that's terrible.
Her levels were not much above the average American, and she says she kept nursing her baby because it was the best thing for her. But it did make her think.
I guess I just thought sort of proactively after that, that we need more legislation and research about what those chemicals do and how we can regulate them and how we can control the way they get into our bodies.
Scientists and doctors are worried because hundreds of peer-reviewed studies are suggesting links to problems with brain development, changes to thyroid systems, and fertility problems.
If you're looking at developmental exposure, then these are very toxic chemicals.
Linda Birnbaum is the director of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. She studies the health effects of flame retardants. She says there are hundreds of studies in animals showing negative effects from PBDEs. Now, human studies are coming out.
Depending on how high they were exposed in utero, we're seeing associations with some lower IQ and some behavioral deficits. There are also some effects that are beginning to be reported on other reproductive kinds of endpoints in the human population. And all of these kinds of effects have been reported in animal studies.
Birnbaum says the average American has about 30 parts per billion of these flame retardants in his or her body. But some people have levels as high as 10,000 parts per billion. Those are levels where, in animal studies, scientists are seeing problems. One thing the experts say you should keep in mind is that just because you're exposed to a chemical does not mean you'll get sick and die. Dr. Arnold Schechter studies our exposure to flame retardants. He's a professor at the University of Texas School of Public Health.
What we're talking about is not something like cyanide, where if you get some in your body, you're going to drop dead immediately. We're talking about something more like asbestos or cigarette smoking, where you have an effect on a population basis. 80% of lung cancers are from smoking, but the majority of smokers are not going to get lung cancer, so there's some genetic roll of the dice.
Dr. Schechter says you really should try to keep your levels as low as you can, but it can be really tough because these chemicals are everywhere. And despite government policies to reduce our exposures, there's no evidence the levels are going down. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.